Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to place you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. We're going to continue this powerful message, talking about a successful Christian. We're in Galatians, the 6th chapter. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of this powerful message. At the close of the broadcast, amen, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Those in the free world, call your neighbor. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. Praise God. Talking about a successful Christian. Jesus come to put us on a better promise. That's why he came into the world, to give us power to meet the standard that God wants us to be. The devil don't want you to meet that standard. He wants you to stay under that standard. As long as you stay under it, you're in his power. You're in his control. You cannot go to heaven. But God wants us to meet that standard of holiness. And God's standard of holiness is only straight and narrow way. In order to meet that standard, we must be washed, be cleansed, be purged through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why he shed that powerful blood on Calvary. That blood not only will forgive you of your sin, but it will wash you and make you whiter than snow. Praise God. Amen. A lot of Christians don't get washed and sanctified. That's the reason why they sin. And if you sinning, how in the world you going to go to heaven? I'm telling you. It's time to get washed in the blood. It's time to get sanctified holy. That's being washed in the blood. Amen. Praise God. Missionary Velvet, let's go to Galatians, the 6th chapter, and pick up at verse number 3.
But for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work, then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another.
Amen. Praise God. The Lord wants us to live that life. Because a lot of people saying they save, but the way they live like the devil. I'm telling you. But Jesus said, by their fruit ye shall know them. That's what Jesus said. How can you be a Christian if you're living like the devil? How can a man be a Christian if they're using profanity? And no need to look at Peter, because Peter was not delivered. Peter was not sanctified. So many Christians trying to justify their, amen, weakness by looking at Peter. Peter was not sanctified at the time, like so many Christians not sanctified now. That's the reason why Peter cursed. That's the reason why he used profanity. He acted like the devil because he wasn't sanctified through the blood, because Jesus had not yet shed his blood on Calvary's cross. But now Jesus has shed his blood. The Holy Ghost is here now. You don't see where Peter cursed no more, do you? I'm telling you, praise God. When Christ come in you, he takes that sinful nature out of you and place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being born again. That's the reason why I urge Christians, don't get stopped and get up off from the altar just because you got a touch of God. But stay there on the altar and pray until the Lord breathe the life in your soul and sanctify your holy so you'll be able to live a life to please God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's how you bear each one of the burdens. Amen. Encouraging them to, amen, get restored in Christ Jesus. Amen. Bearing one another's burdens is not patting people up in their sins. So many Christians want to pat somebody up in their sins. Amen. But the Lord don't want to pat you up in your sin. He wants you to get rid of your sin. When you get rid of your sin by, just like I told you, by praying and ask the Lord to forgive you for it. And ask the Lord to sanctify you. Take away that desire so you won't do it no more. The Lord wants you to stop sinning. You hear me? I got a book out. This is called The Successful Journey of a Christian. And it tells you the Lord wants you to stop. A stop sign means stop. Don't mean slow down. But a stop sign means stop. I know some people on the road treat a stop sign like a yield sign. They be, amen, that wheel be turning, be rolling. Amen. Nothing ain't coming. Keep on rolling. That's not a complete stop. And so many Christians want to live their life just like the, amen, people drive at a stop sign with a rolling stop. They want to keep on sinning. Say, well, I don't do like I used to do. Amen. Whoopee, glad you don't do like you used to do. But the Lord wants you to be holy. Just because you don't do like you used to do don't make you holy. You need to get rid of sin. Amen. Get rid of sin. Get rid of all of it. Not just some of it. Get rid of all of it. Thank God you stopped your drinking. Thank God you stopped your smoking. Thank God you got stopped using drugs. But you need to get rid of the gossip. Get rid of the backbiting. Get rid of the lying. Get rid of the cursing. Amen. Because you, amen, in order to go to heaven, you must be clean. You must be pure. Get rid of the hatred. Get rid of the malice, because only the pure in heart, St. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord wants us to meet his standard of holiness. Amen. His standard of holiness is for us to live a life free from sin. That's the, amen, what God wants his children to be. He don't want your children, he don't want his children to be trying to compete with this world. Saying, amen, I'm more righteous than you are. Amen. But we need to get into that holy realm and be holy and be able to live a life pleasing unto God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. People talking about, yeah, you're holier than I. Amen. We don't supposed to be in this competition mode with this wicked world out here. But we need to be living holy before God, because only the pure in heart shall see God. Amen. Praise God. And people need to understand, know that. Amen. I'm not in no competition mode here. You hear me? Because you can't go to heaven, amen, trying to compete. Amen. But we must be like Jesus. Amen. Live like Jesus. Walk like Jesus. Talk like Jesus. In order to make it to the kingdom of God. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Missionary Bevan, what the next verse say?
It said, but let every man prove his own work. Then he shall have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another.
Amen. That's how you prove your work, by working your salvation out. By praying, saying, Lord, sanctify me through the blood. Amen. I'm telling you, it's time to get on the altar. Go back to the altar and work your salvation out so you can be boned again by the power of God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, being boned of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. So be ready when Jesus comes. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. I know it's a powerful message. It's a powerful message. Praise God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message, being a successful Christian. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus, Lord, eye disease, wherever it is, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch those prisoners. Lord, let them know, God, you come to change their lives. Make their life brand new. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus, while you're praising God for your deliverance. Here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Bill.
Praise him, the song say, I'm on the altar, Lord. Want you to bless my soul. I'm on the altar, Lord. Want you to bless my soul. Bless my soul, Lord. Bless my soul. And the Lord would do that. If you have a desire to do right, the Lord said he would fulfill every good desire. You heard the message in the prayer the Elohim that gave us. Believe the Lord is there for you. Believe the Lord can work things out for you. Those behind prison bars, Elohim and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. Jesus have a plan for you to prosper and not to be down. Even behind prison bars, he can lift you up and you can have freedom in Jesus Christ. Those that are in the free world, We desire the same thing for you. We thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. But the Lord wants us to be right with him. And this is our desire for each and every one of you. Remember that God loves with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised you and I, he is able to perform. Do not think he cannot do it. Do not think your situation is hopeless, because there is no hopeless situation in God. God desires for each one of us to be prepared and be ready to go home with him. He doesn't want any of us to be lost. So believe the Lord can lift you up. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vell and myself. The Lord open up doors that we may get into more jails and prison to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And those of you that's incarcerated, write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material, Spanish-speaking English, write for Spanish material, because Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Amen. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on the website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Owens, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. This train is bound for glory.